Blog Talk Radio.
Bum no more. You stop drinking. You stop smoking. You stop fronting. You stop hating. You stop backbiting. You stop lying. You stop stealing. You stop acting like a hoodlum. You done went and got yourself a belt that actually fits around your waist, and you done pulled your pants up. But you trying to hang around these cats that are still sagging. What we got? What we got? So, you know, it's a real thing, man. This is a real thing. When we start talking about when you have made significant changes in your life, life-giving changes. A lot of people in your circle may be changing, but they might be changing in the wrong direction. They may be changing for the worse. Here you are, you done, maybe some things happened in your life where you had to change. Maybe you went to jail, and instead of just doing your time and learning how to do crime a little bit better, maybe you hit the law library and start learning about your case. Maybe you found a way to get an appeal on your conviction. Maybe you found a way to shorten your sentence. Maybe you found a way to get a new trial. Maybe you found a way to be able to help other prisoners who may be unjustifiably sentenced or even convicted. And maybe you took that time while you were down to get a degree. Maybe you got your GED, went on and got an associate's, went on and got a bachelor's degree if you were in there long enough. Or maybe your thirst for knowledge carried on for when you got out of jail. You decided, this ain't the place for me. but it was the place for me to go ahead and make that change in my life. So you went ahead and made that change in your life. So instead of getting worse, you got better. Now you're thirsty for knowledge. Now you're thirsty for a better way of living. You're thirsty for a better life. And people see it. People see that you're not the same old G. You know? Maybe you used to just be out here taking chances on your life, chances on your freedom, chances on your health. And now you done slowed down. People thinking that you done got religion. But you didn't have to get religion. Maybe you just got some sense. Maybe it kicked in that you were on this treadmill. You were running on this treadmill and you were on your way to nowhere, but you were wasting a lot of energy, spending a lot of energy. So you're different now. You talk different now. You got a bigger vocabulary. You're using words you didn't used to use before. And you're using them correctly. You know what I mean? To other people who are still in the same place or in the same space that they were before, they looking at you like maybe you a little bougie. You a little uppity. You a little snooty. Hoity-toity. Even though you still trying to kick it with them, you might start realizing that maybe you can't kick it with them like you used to kick it with them. Like we can kick it, but we can't really kick it all the way like we used to kick it. Like I can come and I can hang out with y'all for a little while. I can stand on the corner with y'all for a little while. But I can't sell no drugs, and I don't use drugs no more either. So they rolling up the weed. They sniffing the blow, and you like, nah, man, I'm good. You might not even recognize the new you. You so different, you might not see who you are. You know what I mean? You different. You different. You barely recognize yourself. You barely recognize yourself. Shit is real. What happens? What happens when the new you is faced with the old them, the same them? You're making advances. They're not ready to advance. They don't even want to hear about no advancement. They like, come on, man. All right. You know, son, man, it's good. You know, I see you doing good, man. You doing your thing. I'm proud of you. But do me a favor. Go up the block with all of that. Because you starting to get a little preachy. And you know, you did what was good for you. And that's a good thing, son. But do me a favor. Go ahead with that. Because we getting money out here. We doing our thing over here. You know, we doing what we want to do. You did what you wanted to do, and you're doing what you want to do. We're doing what we want to do and also what we got to do. And don't act like you've been so removed from this situation so long that you don't understand what's happening out here. Don't get all new. And they might tell you that. Don't get new. You better never get new. Huh. Enough respect, dude. But you are new. You're not pretending. You're not just playing a role. You didn't just get a new hat. You didn't just get some new shoes. You didn't buy a camel hair blazer and a pair of wingtips and try to hang out with the nerds, the squares. You the real deal. You ain't talking the same way as you used to talk because you ain't the same person that you used to be. But you still have love and respect for the cats that are still where they were. You the same old G, but you ain't the same old G. You the same new G. You're new, man. You're new. For real. You're new. Brand new. In a good way. There are people out there that will appreciate what you are, who you are, and what you're doing. And it's your time. But how do you express your time and still try to fit in with people who are on a different time? How do you do it? Have you, anybody within the sound of my voice, have you ever been through this? You went through an awakening, a new beginning. But your girl is still the same. Your man is still the same. And they looking at you, they a little bit proud of you, but at the same time, they like, at the end of the day, that's not what attracted them to you. Well, that's not what attracted, I said it right. That's not what attracted them to you. You were different. That's what attracted them to you. Now, you are new and improved, but they still, you know, they might want that old swag. Or, honestly, sometimes you change and people have asked you to change and you do it and they didn't realize that sometimes dealing with change is harder than dealing with the same. Because the same, you know what to expect. When somebody has really changed, they not just fronting, they not just wearing a different uniform, you got to deal with that. Because you know what that means? Now you have to change. You have to adjust yourself in order to be with them. And you might don't want to do it. You might don't want to do that. You might not want to do it. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily go get a mism show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get 'Em-ism show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. And tonight, as you already know by now, we are talking about the new you and the same them. Can the new you still deal with the same them? Can you? Can you? Can you? Think about it. Be about it. Get involved in these puzzle pieces. Right now, we going to solve. We got questions. Do you have answers? Do you? Do you? The new you and the same them. How many of y'all have made changes in your life? How many of you have made those changes in your life that are significant? How many of you are different now that you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever, than you were when you were in your 20s and your 30s? How many of you in your 30s that are different than when you were in your 20s. You know, change comes when the same won't work anymore. Change comes when the same won't work anymore. There comes a time when the same things that you were doing before expire. They don't work the same way that they used to. They don't work like that anymore. So you have to make an adjustment. You have to change. You gotta bring forth that change. Well, how many of you have seen it in yourselves? And did you have to adjust to the same? You know, people who are the same have to adjust to your change. But you may have found that you, as a changed person, had to adjust to the same. A lot of times when we improve ourselves, when we change ourselves, we have a tendency to think that other people have come along with us. We may have talked to them. We may have filled them in on our progress. And they was like, yeah, man, you know, that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about, blah, blah, blah. And in our minds, they have taken that ride with us, but no, they haven't. No, not all the time.
Maybe some of the time. Maybe some of the time. But a lot of times they haven't. They haven't taken that ride with you. You know, they're like, all right, you know, that's good for you. I'm doing what's good for me. Even though what they're doing is not good for them. It don't matter. It don't matter. They're doing them. And you're doing you. But the two of you may not be able to do you and them together. And you might have a hard time adjusting to that reality. Carol Chamberlain says, positive change is good. Word. And she also says, I share. Oh, I'm alive. Wait. I have. Okay. You know you wrote, I have, and I'm still making changes to be a better me. Oh, you said I meant have. Nah, I'm going to keep it a half. A hoof. I like that. A hoof. I hoof. I'm messing with you. But yeah. You know, when you have put in the work, when you've done the work, put in the time and the effort to try to improve yourself and make yourself better, you should feel proud of yourself. But sometimes when you are around the same people, you know, it's hard. Yeah, I mean, you know, as black people, I know all of us have probably saw the New Edition story. Remember the New Edition movie that came on TV years and years ago? I say years and years ago, you know, like, you know, but it was a minute ago, you know, a minute ago. And in the movie, you know, they went out on tour and were rocking crowds and, you know, doing their thing. And when they came home, they were still broke, but they weren't the same. When, even as little, as young boys, 12, 13, 14 years old, they went out there on tour singing and dancing and doing routines and rocking crowds and killing stages and all that kind of stuff and having people yell and scream for them and try to rip their clothes off and all of that. But they were still broke, but mentally they weren't the same. They learned something. They did something different. They weren't the same. So they came back home to the projects because that's where they lived. They lived in the projects. Can you imagine what that was like? Can you imagine you coming back to the projects? And the projects are a concentration of poor people. I've had family in the projects. I have people in the projects. So, you know, I know that there are good people in the projects. We ain't talking about good and bad. We're talking about poor and uneducated because that's what's in the projects. House after apartment after house after apartment after house after apartment. That's what's in the projects. That's what they were designed for. So although people become people from the plenty of people from the projects have become very successful, where they went home to, where they grew up at, there were a bunch of poor and uneducated people, which is why the crime was so heavy. Wherever you have poor and uneducated people, you're going to have crime because your options become very, very limited when you don't know a lot and when you don't have a lot. When you have very little and when you know very little, your world becomes smaller and smaller. And that's why some people spend their entire lives in the projects and they don't see anything wrong with it. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Plenty of people make it out. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to diss nobody from the projects, but if you look at the majority of the people that are in the project, that's what you're going to get. So my bottom line is when Robbie, Ricky, Ronnie, Bobby, Ralph, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, and Ralph, when they got back to the projects in the 80s, in the early 80s, mid 80s, late 80s, they went back to the projects after making all of this money for somebody else on tour. So even though they weren't making any money, they were making mental progress. They could see something different.
So they knew that they should be in a better place than where they were, but they were stuck where they were. So it's a tough situation when you have learned new things, which gives you new options and new ways to do things. And you're trying to convince people who don't know nothing about that, that this is a good thing. You're trying to pull other people up who are the same because you are new. It's the new you with the same them. How you think it's going to play out? To your knowledge, how has it played out? You've been there. You've been there. How did it play out? How did it work? It's a whole different world, right? Please, y'all, make sure that y'all hit that like button. Please make sure that y'all share the show. Please make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Getemism Show. I'm your host, Fun752, and we are talking about the new you with the same them. The new you with the same them. So how do you handle it? How do you handle it? Couples really be going through it when it comes to this. You know, boy meets girl. They've been together for a good minute, few years, maybe have a kid together, maybe a couple of kids. You know, they were both blue collar, low level blue collar, just out here, you know what I mean, doing the best that they could for what they had. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. So when you have a couple that have been helping each other out, doing the best that they could with each other, going through trials and tribulations with each other, raising children with each other, struggling to pay bills with each other, trying to get fly with each other, you know, trying to live their lives as a couple. And one of them goes to school. Let's say the female goes to school, went to college, took some college courses, went ahead and got her associate's degree. Went ahead, went to nursing school. Went through all the channels, got her nursing degree, bachelor's degree in nursing, Temple University, registered nurse. Now she making six figures. She was already making good money as an intern. You know, them nurses, they get paid while they taking classes, and they get paid well. But yeah, she went and graduated. Six figures now. Registered nurse, no less than 90 grand. That's not, they get that much. Don't let them start doing no overtime. Mess around and make 150, close to 200. I seen it done. Yeah, she making more money. That's not what changed her. You know what changed her? What she's read, what she's learned, the people that she's been around. She's been exposed to some good people. She's been exposed to people. Some people who haven't been struggling all their lives, and they done learned some things from their parents and their peers. They done taught her some things. She done hobnobbed with some professors and people in the industry and, you know, some professionals. And then she coming back home to her boyfriend that she loves to death. He barely got a high school diploma. Got one. He barely has one. He works. He's a hard worker. Get his hustle on, you know. He might work a job. He might work two. He'll do whatever it takes in order to get his family straight. But you know what? mentally, she's kind of left them behind. And she sees it. When they have them conversations now, before they used to have regular conversations about stuff they thought was regular things to talk about. Celebrity gossip and beefs and little hood things that were going on. She ready to move up out the hood. She ain't got to live around the way no more. She can move out to the birds. She ain't stingy with her money. She ain't fronting on her man. But the difference is, the conversations her and the man used to have is a little different now. She done learned some different stuff. She want to talk about some different stuff. You know, she ain't the ratchet little fillet she used to be around the way. She ain't the same old ratchet around the way fillet she used to be. She done came up a little bit. She still love a man, but guess what? Now her love is being tested. Because now it's hard for her to relate to her man the way she used to be able to relate to him. It's a little different. It's a little different. She might be going back to school to become a nurse practitioner. And you know what comes after you become a nurse practitioner? A doctor. A nurse practitioner and a doctor is like this. A nurse practitioner is a doctor for all intents and purposes. When the doctor is not there, the nurse practitioner carries on doctor duties. She go to school another 1 or 2 years, she's a doctor. She can put MD next to her name. General practitioner, DO, MD, whatever she want to do. We didn't know. This little ratchet around the way fillet could reach that high. You might have started off being a CNA, went to LPN. Now she's a registered nurse, going on her way to becoming a nurse practitioner, maybe a doctor one day. I didn't know nobody knew she could dream that big. We knew she was good in school. She always had a good memory. You know, she did good in her classes, but come on. So, you know, without trying to seem bougie, snooty, or whatever, she's challenged in her love and her relationship with the boy now. She might encourage him, like, babe, why don't you was always smart and you like to do, you know how women are, you know, they try to convince a man without dissing a man. So he might be like, well, you know, you've been working in that restaurant for a while. Maybe you would like to own a restaurant. You know, maybe you could go to culinary school or, you know. Hotel and restaurant management school. You could take classes. I would help you. He looking like, okay, I see what's going on here. She done came up. She done went up. And now she trying to raise me up. Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Carol Chamberlain, mi friend, mi favorita. Stacey White, what's going on? And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. But yeah. So he might have peeped it. Like, you know, she's been a little different ever since she started going to school a lot more. You know what I mean? She ain't tried to front on me, but things been a little bit different between us. This is when you really see if love conquers all. This is when you're going to really see if love conquers all. Does it? The new you and the same them. People who have been on drugs for years and years. Wasting their lives for years and years being a drug addict. And they finally go and get clean. The problem is they're all of their friends, all of their social circle were or are still on drugs. So when they come home clean. They done got clean. They done put on 30, 40 pounds or whatever, looking all good, never looking like they never used to be out there like that. Some people clean up well. Some people clean up and they still have that used to smoke crack look. You know, or used to shoot up look. Robin Ming. What's going on, man? But yeah. You go and get yourself clean off of drugs. All the way clean, too. All the way clean. You want your brothers and sisters to get clean, too. They ain't ready to get clean, though. They ain't ready for all of that. And they really ain't ready for you to start preaching to them or start teaching them nothing or start talking about all of this, what you need to do and how to get yourself together and all of that. They not ready to be judged by you. They're not ready for that, and they're not willing to allow that to happen. So you might have to fall back. You know, you might not be able to hang around them, or you may have to watch your mouth when you're around them. Because the truth of the matter is, you did used to do the same thing that they used to do, but you don't do it anymore. And you're really trying to empower others to get themselves together, too, because this awakening that you have had has been life-changing and it has been life-giving. But you were ready. They weren't ready. They were not ready. Carol says, sometimes people will dumb themselves down to be with someone who doesn't aspire to better themselves. Yeah, it's tougher when, it really is tougher when y'all were once the same thing. When y'all were once more equally yoked. Now you done soared ahead of them. You done passed them by a mile. And you trying to wait for them to come up to where you are or speed up to where you, to what your acceleration is. They can't do it. They don't even want to do it. Doesn't make them bad people. It's just that they're different. They're good being the same, and you're good being different. You're good striving for more. They're good staying right where they are. You're good going out there making yourself $1 million. They're good playing the lottery every day. Y'all both want $1 million. Huh? But the y'all pathway to it is a lot different. Very different. Carol says, sometimes I'm sorry. T. Carrie Wright says, then the guy says, nah, all of that is for you, not me. Oh, all of that is for you, not me. I hear that. She also says, that happened with me. He felt what? Oh, he felt left behind. Now, how did, you know, I can't. Okay. He felt left behind, and it was hard for us to relate to one another. You might even feel guilty about that. It's not your fault for trying to improve yourself, but, you know, you might feel some kind of way because you really believe that you could stay that same OG. Honestly, you might not even look the same. You're not dressing the same. You might be taking care of yourself better. Complexion done cleared up. Got all the yellow and red out your eyes. Fingernails are clean. Okay, right, says, your love is tested for sure. That's discouraging to some people just to hear. What do you mean my love is tested? It ain't got to be about my love. I still love them. I still love Shorty. It's not that. It's just, it's your love. It's your love. Don't be, you know what I mean? You know, don't limit your understanding. It's okay. It's okay. Yo, man, it's all right, you know what I'm saying? TK Wright says, real and healthy love conquers all. Okay. TK Wright says, he's going, oh, yeah, I guess I already did that. Carol says, it's all in the way you go about getting the same thing. Carol Thomas, shut it, oh my, man. I can talk. TK Wright says, I did feel guilty. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, you probably said, I mean, I can do better for myself and still swim with the same fishes. You know what I mean? I'm doing me. They can still do them. And you thought you could. You didn't really realize what changing yourself, improving yourself, you didn't know what that meant. You didn't know what the future was going to hold with that. Who knows what tomorrow brings? In a world few hearts survive. All I know is the way I feel. Hold on, man. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. You gonna throw it back. Y'all ready? Spend all your time waiting for that second chance. For a break that will make it okay. There's always one reason to not feel good enough. And it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful. Really? All right, y'all. Oh, okay. Okay. We chilling, y'all. Shirley Cheryl says, they are so happy with your growth that they want to stop growing themselves and align. What? And let you take care of them. Oh. Uh-oh. Mm. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Carol says, that saying, when you know better, you do better, very much applies. I hear that, TK Wright says. Look at the Google keyboard. The incorrect letters are next to the correct ones. I believe you. Thanks for the sticker, TK Wright. Yeah. So I can't wait. What? Y'all know y'all like these songs. Spend all your time waiting for that second chance. For break that will make it okay. There's always one reason to not.
Yo, come on, man. Chill.
To feel not good enough. And it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful relief.
That's right. Come here, you hurt animal. Come on, she heard that hurt animal. Come. Look, an abused animal. She hear that song, she come running. I'm sorry for abusing you and not feeding you. Sorry. She heard the song.
Spend all your time with.
Yo, she looking dead at me like. Okay. All right, man. Listen. Calvin, I don't know that song. Sorry. Yes, you do. Because you watch those commercials. You watch those commercials with them sick dogs and cats and horses and alligators. And me. Oh, God. We got to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 10th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. Deborah Dancy turning 38 years old today, and Nequa Cole, happy birthday to you, and also June Deschelle, happy birthday to you, and Ava Foster, happy birthday, and Love Pray Peace Project turning 40 years old today, and Luce Bernardino, happy birthday to you, and Lucy Mungiori turning 36 years old today, and Princess Ilbanga, happy birthday to you. And Natalia Perez, turning 46 years old today. And Vumani Linyama, happy birthday to you. And Maddie Thompson, happy birthday to you. She's a go-getter. And also Chad Williams, happy birthday to you. And my man, comedian Harley Brunson, turning 57 years old today. And Maria Graves, turning 59 years old today. And last but not least, James Cook. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious October 10th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. Do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember. Spend all your time lit. Remember, man, first of all, I'm going to tell y'all like my dad always told me, never apologize for perfection. Never apologize for perfection. Never apologize for trying to improve yourself. Never apologize for trying to do better. Never apologize for trying to make it right. Never apologize for making the necessary adjustments so that you can advance a little bit farther. You let those people who don't want to do no better for themselves and who are stuck and stagnated wherever they are in their own station in life, you let them be whoever they want to be. If they feel like that's the greatness that they want to achieve, then so be it. God bless them. But you don't let that stop you. You go forward and you do the best that you can. Be a better woman, a man. Try to raise your people up. You don't have to force them. All you have to do is plant the seed. That's all. That's the only job you have if you have any. You plant the seed. You let somebody else or something else spiritually and educationally water it and give it the light.
All you got to do is dig the hole in the dirt and put the seed in it. Let nature take care of the rest, because it will happen. And of course, you're going to feel bad along the way, because you may feel like, you know, you let your people down by trying to do better for yourself. But how can you let somebody down by doing better for you? Come on, man. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. I hope y'all enjoy listening to the Daily Go Get Amazing Show on this Power Monday. I hope y'all enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get Amazing Show. So y'all come on through, and we're going to have some fun for you. Oh, oh, oh. All right, so Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah.